Our U.S. ag export business might be reacting somewhat to the trade tariffs. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news updates. Last week was one of the lowest U.S. export reports that we've seen for a long time, especially on the pork side. Bob Linneman with Kleist Commodities out of Watertown, South Dakota, said it could be a reaction to what's going on with our trade tariffs.
You got to go back for any week going back to 2020. So, I mean, call it almost a five-year low on that weekly export sales number for pork. And then you see the pork cutout come in $1.78 higher yesterday afternoon. So it just is some interesting data coming at us. Is it because the export market is just kind of on a pause, waiting for some of this tariff negotiations to headlines hit? You know, is this happening? Is this not happening? Is that kind of the primary cause of what's going on there in the export side of things? But again, we talked about this a little earlier, we're rolling right into the prime demand season in the U.S. It's grilling season.
Over the weekend, we heard from the U.S. Meat Export Federation that the tariffs essentially have halted all of our red meat export trading that was set to go to China.
There's a mad scramble to try to essentially find new homes for this product that is in the pipeline that was produced for China. And remember that for China, we have special China labeling. It's ractopamine-free product with a China label both on the bag and the box. So it's costly production specific for China and thus difficult to reroute or find a new home for this product.
Over the weekend, Trump administration officials suggested that a de-escalation of trade tensions between the U.S. and China could be coming soon. At this point, neither side has adjusted any of those recently heightened trade rates. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.